Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez. No, I'm not. Don't adjust your screens. This is actually...
I'm Nick Fillingham.
And I'm Laura Foy. And this is not an episode of Ping. This is actually This Week on Channel 9, a very, very special edition. Cue soft music.
A very happy mix edition.
That's right.
A premix edition, excuse me.
That's right. Dan is off on a top secret CIA initiative.
He is.
And he couldn't make it.
He is currently doing a what's a secret? It's not a brown bag. What's a secret operation? What do they call that?
What's a brown bag?
No. I mean like when you're on a secret mission. You said he's on a secret CIA mission.
I did.
Trying to come up with the proper like wetware term. That's not it. I've been watching a lot of Archer, and I've got it in the brain. Yeah. All right. This is a special premix edition where we're going to talk about mix and all things mix.
Yeah, there's a lot of big news and exciting stuff and new and different stuff happening this year at Mix.
But before we do that...
Oh, right. Sorry. Go ahead, Brian. What were you going to say?
I'm sorry, Dan. I threw you off by saying
you
mix.
You did. You got me excited. You dangled the carrot.
It's Channel 9's birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday! 7 years old.
Which apparently doesn't get you a birthday cake, doesn't get you a party, doesn't get you streamers.
We've streamers. You're so foreign.
Yeah, I know. What are these things? What are you?
I don't know. I don't know what they call. Maybe they are called streamers. It just would never cross my mind.
Oh, there's none in the photo.
Party hats, pinatas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, in past years when
we call these bubble gongs. Yeah, party hats, bubble gongs. No.
But in past years when we've had Channel 9 birthdays, you know, there's a bit of a warning. And then there's a bit of a celebration. Mm. Last year we had cake.
Yeah.
There might have been some bubbly to sip on.
There might have been.
You know, we all get together, we embrace, we do a dig, all this stuff. But this year, I missed that.
Yeah, this year,
I didn't get
Jeff
the invite
sends an email
to the party.
At like 4 a.m. It is Channel 9's 7th birthday.
Right.
Greg Dwight Schrute.
Yeah, and you know, maybe it's because everyone's so busy planning for Mix.
Which is exactly
what it
is.
Which is so busy planning for Mix.
Well
but
done.
Anyway, happy birthday to Channel 9.
Happy birthday, Channel 9.
Always good. And, you know, I've been here 5 years.
5 years,
but
wow.
But I was at Channel 10 first.
Right.
I mean, you've been with us quite a while, too.
Yes. Can't remember.
Yeah, it's a long time.
No, but I think Charles is the only remnant from day one. That's
he is a relic.
Well, I mean, obviously Jeff.
He's
but
a national treasure.
Yeah. I think if we carbon date Charles, we'll actually see growth rings that correlate to the very beginning of Channel 9. Although it could be wrong. Maybe we carbon date Jeff. Anyway, moving right along.
Okay.
Mix. We're here to talk about Mix.
Okay.
So Mix is 5 days away? 6 days away. 6 days away? 5 days away.
When does this air?
Mix is 5 days away. I have no idea. Mix is coming up very, very soon. April
Mix
12th
is April 12th. Let's start like that.
Through 14th, Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas. I want to talk quickly about the keynotes.
Okay.
Because I'm involved in that kind of behind the scenes. There's going to be two keynotes. There's a keynote on day one, which is Tuesday, April 12th, and a keynote on day two, which is Wednesday, April 13th. The keynotes begin at 9 a.m. Pacific. And they go through till two hours, so roughly somewhere around about 11 a.m. And why that end point is important, because that's when Channel 9 Live begins. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
How convenient, yes.
But yes, make sure you tune in for the Mix 11 keynotes, both on day one and day two, in glorious, smooth streaming 720p high definition.
And where do they go to tune into that?
We go to live.visitmix.com.
Okay.
And the player is going to be on the front page. It is a Silverlight player because we're doing the high definition smooth streaming. Therefore, it has to be a Silverlight player. But if you have the bandwidth, I think if you have a bandwidth up to somewhere around 3.5-4 megabit per second, so those of you on broadband should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can get beautiful, gorgeous 720p smooth streaming from the keynotes, and it looks beautiful. So
nice.
Make sure you tune in for that.
Is that an upgrade from last year? Did you have this last year as well?
We may have had it last year. I can't remember. I know the PDC 10 was all in 720p. I can't remember if Mix 10 was, though. But
it was a year ago. I mean, it's a long time. I don't remember what happened there. Plus, it was in Vegas.
It was.
Who knows?
And, I mean, you know, a sneak peek, obviously, in terms of who's going to be there. Scott Guthrie, Dina Karmovich, Joe Belfiore. So, you know, the regular viewers of the show will know who those people are and know what they kind of do. And so you can probably put two and two together and maybe come up with some...
I will also be participating in one of the keynotes.
Do tell.
No, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh. You can't say anymore? Can you say which day you'll be on?
I'll be on day two.
Day two?
I'll be on day two.
Wednesday, April 13th.
And it's going to be really fun. I promise you that my participation in the keynote is something that hopefully is buzzworthy.
It's a promise.
It's a promise.
Yeah.
Take my word. And if it's not entertaining, you just email Nick. And let him know.
My email
but no, it's going to be really exciting.
Microsoft.com.
We're not really talking about it yet, but tune in.
Awesome.
Tune in.
Okay. And then the other point, or the other thing I wanted to mention about Mix, as with all of the conferences, the technical conferences we put on, is all the sessions.
Yes.
Now, there's 120-something sessions that have been published. You can go to live.visitmix.com right now, look at sessions on the left-hand side. It's just here, and you'll see kind of what's been published. And there's tons there. Go through. They're all kind of... there's keywords and tags associated with them, so you can kind of find sessions that kind of correlate to your interests. But every single session will be recorded and will be published to the website hopefully within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty cool turnaround. So if you can't make it in person, you will be able to experience all of those sessions online in some format within 24 hours.
But I have to say, I highly recommend if you can, or if you can get your company to send you to attend this particular event and all of these conferences really in person, because there's something to be said obviously for face-to-face meeting and the networking, let alone all the fun. You know, there's so much more going on, which we'll get to, besides the keynotes and the sessions. There's constant activities for you guys. I mean, these events are they try to make you have a good time as an attendee, and they're just a great source for, you know, meeting people and, you know, getting your ideas heard and collaborating. So, if you can, go.
And it's
That's
Vegas.
It's Vegas!
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go.
The city of dreams.
Nightmares.
Is that really what it is? And so, which moves us right along?
Oh, here we go.
Speaking of City of Dreams.
City of Dreams. So this year is the first year.
The ninnies.
The ninnies.
Am I pronouncing that correctly? Is that right?
Yes, we are giving out ninny awards.
It's French, right? Ninniers.
Yes.
Yes, sure.
It's the 90s.
It's the 90s.
It's the 90s. There was actually a bit of argument between Dan and I about how to pronounce 90. And how to spell it.
Right.
He wanted I-E. N-I-N-I-E.
Then would you need two N's? Would it be N-I-N-N-I-E-S?
Well, then it would definitely be ninny.
Oh, it would, yeah.
Yeah, but...
No, you know what? You need an umlaut on the first I. That's what you need.
Isn't that what you put between two vowels? Or are we just going to be like Motley Crue and completely use the umlaut incorrectly for cool factor?
Yes.
We'll work on that for next year.
Okay.
Anyway, so it's the 90s. Our first annual Channel 9 award show, decided completely by you. Hopefully you've heard of it by now, since... I know, actually, thousands of you voted, which was really, really off the charts.
Millions?
Yeah. No, not millions.
Really? It's not millions?
Millions on year two.
Okay.
But definitely thousands.
Cool.
You know, and there's a bunch of awards that we'll give out during the show. There's also been some awards which we don't have, like, room and time for to give in the show, but those will be announced in the video. And then there's a bunch of auto-win categories, things that weren't voted on by the community, but have a clear winner. Things like...
Oh, like most popular video on Channel 9.
Video with the most downloads.
Right.
Right, something like that.
Or app
with the most downloads. Things like that. We don't need to vote. It's like, well, here's the facts.
Understand.
So there's a lot of stuff that you're going to see during the show. But then there's even more that will be added to the video, which will be posted on Channel 9 later.
And so what does a 90 award recipient get? What do they get? What are you actually giving them?
We're giving them a trophy.
A trophy.
Really cool...
Kind of look like this little dude?
No. Well, a little bit.
It's based on the 9 guy.
It's the 9 guy who's we've grown. It's about that big.
Wow.
And it's heavy.
And it's solid gold.
It's solid gold with... Yeah. it's
solid
heavy.
Solid gold color.
It's solid gold paint. It is really heavy, and obviously it's engraved, and it's really cool. I took one, and when I got them all, and I looked at it, and I put it in my office,
and
I'm like, that would
it.
Look nice.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. We've got, you know, some big names coming. Obviously, Joe Belfiore's going to come. Scott Guthrie's going to be there. A bunch of your favorite people from Channel 9, a couple surprise guests. And it's hoping to be a fun event if you're there. There'll be champagne and t-shirts and fun presents, and if not, it's going to be a really awesome video to watch afterwards. But if you are planning on going to Vegas, get your wristbands. The first 200 people to get their wristbands will be admitted in, because we can't allow everyone in.
Yep.
So the first 200 people, and you can get your wristbands after the keynotes at the Channel 9 Live booth.
Yes.
Day one and day two, there'll be a desk there with a sign and someone handing out these wristbands, so hurry up and get them. And then on top of that, if you are...
There's more?
There's more.
Wow.
If you are of the first 20 people to get your wristband,
right,
then you get a special party limo bus from the Mandalay Bay to the Cosmopolitan Hotel, which is where the event is. So that's just super fun. There's a stripper pole.
Driven by an incredibly intoxicated Dan Fernandez? No?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Surprises, you know, I promise lots of surprises. So that's good, just because it's a little bit...
The stripper pole and the limo?
Yeah. It's a party bus.
Wow.
I know. We're not providing the stripper.
But we are providing...
Oh,
no, I won't finish that sentence. Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then everyone who comes to the 90s with this wristband now gets VIP access into the boombox room within the Narky nightclub, which is a VIP area.
Wow.
So there'll be a photographer in there. There'll be food and obviously open bar and all this stuff. So coming to the 90s has its benefits in addition to just being really fun.
And, of course, it's Vegas, so who knows what other celebrities might...
You never know. And if you, obviously all the info is here, you want to show up by 7:15, get your wristbands, blah, blah, blah. It should be really exciting. And there's a lot of fun, how do I say this without revealing too much? Just let me say, fun people arriving to accept awards. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Wonderful.
Fun.
You know, did we
good
talk
adjective.
About why you created the 90s? Did we touch on that?
We didn't.
Because you said, oh, everyone might have heard of the 90s, and most people hopefully watching this week on Channel 9 have heard of the 90s. I know Dan and Brian have talked about it, but why did you create the 90s?
Basically, we felt that Channel 9 is such a huge and brilliant community.
Right.
And there's so many people out there, you know, contributing and doing great work. And so we wanted to sort of honor the community and let the community get their voices heard. So that's why we decided to have you guys do all the voting and you guys decide the winners, because we wanted them to sort of, you know, let the cream rise to the top, shall they say, in terms of what's important to you, and also go back and out and honor some of them. So it's people in the community, people in technology who just, you know, maybe... haven't gotten, there's no one else out there really honoring these people.
So it's kind of like formalizing the faith and the trust that we kind of already have in the Channel 9 community, because a lot of people go there for answers to questions they can't solve. They go for advice on, hey, I'm looking for an app or a piece of software or, you know, some kind of function or a bit of code, and they go to Channel 9 community for that, and we're kind of like formalizing that now in terms of with these awards here. It's kind of recognition of that. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like, that's why there's obviously a bunch of awards which are about Channel 9.
Okay.
But there's also a bunch of awards that are, like, you know, there's so many people out there.
Is there the most popular Australian member of the Channel 9 team? Is that one of the categories?
There is. There's also favorite prettiest blonde girl. Tina wins. But we don't know. But yeah, there's a bunch of categories, like favorite audio podcast, favorite blog about Microsoft. I mean, you guys are out there blogging, you're creating podcasts. So we, you know, took those people and threw them in the mix and had you vote and... You know,
excellent.
It's a great way to recognize people. And my hope is that it gets
7 days.
Yeah, my hope is that it's embraced.
Uh-huh.
You know, and next year we've already got a ton of feedback in terms of things I did right and things I did wrong, which is to be expected, and I'm grateful for that. So next year, you know, it's bigger,
more things I did wrong.
We'll refine it, we'll tweak it. You know, this is our first foray into this, so we definitely want to hear all of your thoughts. So
awesome. We'll all be revealed on Wednesday, April 13th.
Yes, it will.
Fantastic.
All right,
so moving along, and we probably should have said at the beginning of the show, and I apologize to all of the This Week on Channel 9 regulars. I know last week was another deviation. Charles and Jeff kind of had a bit of a...
They didn't have slides.
They had no slides.
They didn't have links.
They had more of
No links, no slides.
It was more of a psychedelic odyssey.
We're just more professional.
That's exactly right. That is exactly what it is. That and we just want to pimp the mixed stuff. So apologies to the regulars who
we
were looking
purpose.
For, you know, more commentary on kind of what's happened this week on Channel 9. You will return to your regular broadcasting next week. I'm here to talk about Channel 9 Live.
Let's do it.
Which is kind of what I've been pulling my hair out over. So I mentioned before, immediately following the keynotes on day one and day two, roughly somewhere around about 11 a.m. Pacific, when the keynotes finish, Channel 9 Live begins.
Yes.
And we broadcast all day. We broadcast 11 a.m.
Non-stop, right?
Non-stop.
I mean, I think you take breaks to pee,
we
pretty
take
much.
A 30-minute wee-wee break.
Okay, so this is like, you know...
Yeah, and basically there's a stopwatch, and I time Michael, and I'm right...
Michael's
are you ready?
Our studio technician.
Michael's backstage.
Technician.
And it's like, go, Michael, and he has to run the entire length of the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, because that's the one toilet that we've designated for him.
Nice, yeah. You might just want to look into just Snapple jars he could fill.
The problem is, see, Larry loves to drink Snapple.
Ah!
So there's
I see an April Fool's Day video. I mean, that's where I'm going with
and
this.
And or a human resources lawsuit. I don't know, one of the two. Anyway, so Channel 9 Live, we are broadcasting live and completely unscripted from the show floor at Mix. These are obviously photos from PDC, so just to confuse you. And Laura, you're one of our anchors at PDC. You're coming back again for Mix.
I am.
And as will Charles, as will the wonderful Scott Hanselman, as will Dan Fernandez, as will lots of wonderful Channel 9 regulars. And we're going to be talking to Scott Guthrie, we're going to be talking to Joe Belfiore, we're going to be talking to Dean Akamovich. Pretty much we are trying to find as many interesting people that are going to be at Mix. We're going to bring them up on stage, and we're going to give you, the viewer at home, who's not there in person, the opportunity to talk to them and ask
questions.
Yeah,
like you say that I'm the anchor,
yeah,
but I'm not, I don't really... I'm really just your mouthpiece.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You're a puppet.
I am. I am but a, you know, a puppet for the Twitter feed that you guys send in. You know, my role is not really to act as, like, the host so much.
Well, you,
as
no, you
like,
are the host. You are the host, but...
But I feel like it's more about them.
Exactly.
It's not driven by me. I'm just, you know, affiliating you, your need.
Yeah, I mean, and we the mechanic we've used in the past is people would send in questions via Twitter. We have had a Channel 9 coffee house forum post before.
Mm-hmm.
We will do that again, but the best method for us to be accepting questions from the audience is actually via Twitter. It's becoming very much ubiquitous, and kind of everyone has access to Twitter, or it's very easy to sign up for an account,
uh-huh.
even just a throwaway account just to use for Mix. So this year, it's the hashtag #CH9Live. We'll be searching for tons of terms. We'll be looking at the Mix11 hashtag. We'll be looking at lots of different kind of keywords. But to ask us a question, just send a tweet, include that hashtag. We will find your tweet, and assuming we get enough time to get through to it, we will ask that question on your behalf.
Now, you said you will make a forum thread. So do you
sure.
allow for people to post their questions beforehand if they're not able to tune in live?
Yeah, we do, although it's a little bit more difficult for us to kind of... find those questions or kind of incorporate them into the live broadcast, because it's just happening so quickly.
Right.
You know, our sessions are 30 minutes long. At the end of that, we bring that guest off. We take their microphone off, put another guest on, and it's continuous all day.
Right.
So what's easiest for us is people for using Twitter.
Okay.
And then Twitter is a great mechanism because people can see what you're tweeting. They can retweet if they agree with you. They can respond to you, and it's kind of all part of a big conversation. You can use the forum, though, on the coffee house if you would like to ask a question there. That's not a problem.
Right.
But, yeah, tons of guests. I will be putting links next to the video here. Is it here or is it down?
I think it's
wherever.
There.
Wherever the links are associated with this week on Channel 9, I'll have a link to the schedule for Channel 9 Live. But make sure you tune in. 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, immediately following the keynotes on day one and day two, going through to 5 p.m. It's all live, it's unscripted, and it's all for you. So
and do
make
you
sure
post
you...
the videos afterwards on
we
Channel
will.
9?
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, we will. We'll cut them up into chunks and put them on
but
Channel 9.
But to get
9
the afterwards. Best experience, you really want to tune in live. Tweet.
Exactly.
It's feel like you're interacting, you know? It's almost,
and, yeah,
you're just
and,
in a big chat room with Scott Guthrie.
I mean, Al, you know, Al, we love Al. Al was our number one, you know, Twitter. He asked the most questions at PDC 10.
Wow.
I think we ended up getting
thirsty for knowledge.
He even got to like 12 or 13 of his tweets. So it's actually,
wow.
You know, it's very rapid fire. In 30 minutes, we might answer 10 or 15 tweets. So, you know, if you've got a question, send us a tweet. It's a very good chance that you'll actually get on air, and that person, whether it's Scott Guthrie or Dean Akamovich or someone else, they'll answer it live on the air.
That's awesome. And
yeah.
If they're at Mix, do you recommend them stopping by? Is there a viewing area?
There is. There's a little bit of a viewing area. We don't have kind of like formal seating, but if you are at Mix, definitely stop by and say hi and take a photo.
Yeah,
and
I mean, if anything, it's just exciting to see all the energy of the crew and people running around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun.
And of course,
if you're like me, and I think
and
that kind of stuff is fun.
Come and pick up your wristband for the 90s.
Got to get the wristband.
And if you're there early, you get the stripper pole.
The stripper pole. I mean, I'm really begging you people to come.
That's awesome. well, I think that's... pretty much it for
that's
this episode
it.
Of This Week on Channel 9.
I think we did a fabulous job.
I think we did a better
fact,
job
than I'm a
that.
Little bit afraid that they're going to make us do this every week, and like this is something that we're going to have to commit to.
I know.
And the viewers are probably going to like write in, we want Laura and Nick, we want
yeah.
Laura and Nick, so just don't do that. Just don't write in saying how much you love this. Mm. Make our lives easier.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Until next time.
Bye-bye. Hey!